Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, have you wondered how can you be more successful? Boy, I have many times. That's all. In fact, you know what? I'll confess. I think about that a lot. How can I do a better job for my clients? How can I do a better job for my employees? How can I be a better husband, father, son? All those things. And so we are going to take a little turn. It's not going to be a wrong turn at Albuquerque. It's going to be the right turn to have an expert on the line with us. And his name is Jack Zufelt. He is an author, professional keynote speaker, and his resume is just, it's deep and wide. He is author of the best-selling book, The DNA of Success, Know What You Want to Get What You Want. I like that. And we have him on the program. I'm going to say hello to Jack. Welcome to the program, Jack.
Hey, David. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're with us. And I'm just very curious. You have a very strong background. You've done a lot of things, and you were sharing with me that you had done venture capital work. Of course, your work has been awarded the Presidential Medal of Merit by the President, honored by the U.S. Senate, selected by Winner's Digest, a Fortune 500 publication, one of the two most effective speakers in the United States. Who's who? Okay, so let's take advantage of let's take advantage. I don't want to wait another minute. Part of what you're getting at, and I've been looking over your materials, is you talk about in order to achieve success, people really need to focus in on and pinpoint their core desires, the things in life that they really have an intense, deeply felt desire. So let's first, if we can, let's get those out on the table and how we do that. And then we talk about how we go about achieving them.
Okay, well, let's just talk about why that's important. First of all, it's not a new concept. Everybody knows you got to follow your heart. In fact, I love this quote by Norman Vincent Peale. He says, throw your heart over the fence, your body will follow. So if your heart's set on something, you have a tendency to get it.
You don't give up.
No.
Yeah.
So here's what I've learned. Follow your heart, follow your passion, do what you love. Everybody knows those concepts, but here's the problem that I ran into. I found out that 97% of the people out there cannot accurately identify those things they love on a scale from 1 to 100. 100 is what they want with all their heart, wholeheartedly. 50 on the scale would be half-hearted. You know, half-hearted anything doesn't cut it. So what I've learned is that they'll say, I want financial independence. I want this. I want that. And they'll write down on a piece of paper a goal that says that. And then a year later, 6 months later, they're not even close to it.
And where does the break occur?
Well, the break occurs because they don't, if I understand your word break, where it breaks down is they do not know how to accurately identify those things they do want with all their heart. That's why the subtitle of my book you just read, Know What You Want to Get What You Want. That's like a duh, you know.
So you're not even talking about the steps to get there yet. You're just talking about being really clear about what it is you want to do.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's only two steps required for success. Only two.
All right. Well, everybody's pull over, get a pen, write it down.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First step is you got to know what you want on a scale from 1 to 100, the hundreds.
Okay.
And if you don't know how to do that, that's what my book's about. That's what my CDs are about. They can go to dnaofsuccess.com and get it. They can go to amazon.com and get my book. I mean, I'm available. That material is available on how to identify what you want. Step one. Step two is once you know what you want, I don't care if it's losing weight, becoming a black belt, making money, being a talk show host like you, whatever you want and you're clear on it, there's only one thing left, and that is find a teacher, a trainer, or a mentor who has done it and let them teach you, and you follow their advice.
Because they've done it, they know how to get there, and that you don't have to make all the mistakes, you can do it much more efficiently, all of those good things.
Correct, and they shorten your learning curve. That's what a mentor is about. I do not believe you should be learning from somebody who hasn't done it. For example, I hold a black belt in karate. A brown belt cannot teach you to be a black belt. He can get you to brown belt, but that's it. He can tell you where you ought to go to learn from a black belt, but he can't get you there. If you haven't been there in business, haven't been there in radio, haven't been there in an author of a book, you can't tell anybody else how to do it except big picture. You need to write a book. That's not enough.
Well, and I can speak from personal experience that when you need to learn it on your own and you don't use a mentor, it takes a lot of time.
It does. In fact, there's one chapter in my book that's focusing 100% on how do you find a mentor. How do you interact with them? Because mentors don't cost you anything. I mean, you can have mentors that you pay. That's not wrong. It's not wrong to do that. But I've had 35, and one of them, one, charged me.
How about
that? The rest did not. The one that made the most difference in my life was old enough to be my father, and he was wealthy and I was poor. And I said, I want to be just like you, Mr. Harris. I just don't want to be your age when I get there. Would you show me how you got there? And he had everything going for him, and I had nothing going for me.
Wow.
He was a lawyer, first of all, and I'm not going to be a lawyer. I've never been to college a day in my life, so that was off the table. And he was wealthy, and I had no money, and he had total confidence. I had none. It's like, how can I become like him? Well, he told me how he makes his money. It was through syndication and limited partnerships and venture capital, all of which I knew nothing about. I hadn't even heard the terms. But he taught me, and I found out a long time ago, that it's not the teacher that matters, really. It's the student. How hungry is the student? Having had so many karate students, when I ran a karate studio, a whole bunch of them said they wanted to be black belts. A whole bunch of them said they wanted to do karate, but they wouldn't practice. And it didn't matter how good the teacher was, you know. So this guy was really a good teacher, and I was really a hungry student. So I learned what he taught me to do. And I remember spending about 8 months raising my first $500,000 to buy businesses. And one of the things that I did bought over the next 22 years was, 15 years, was franchises. I owned all of Florida and most of California as a franchisee for a franchise called Unishippers that was a subsidiary of Airborne Express.
How about that?
And so I didn't know anything about that business, but as a venture capitalist, you don't have to run the business. You just have to be able to finance it. So I did that, and I found out how to do what he did. And so I'm really successful, and I started my life with no self-esteem, no education, formal education, and certainly no money, and yet I went on to be highly successful. So people started hearing about me, and they wanted me to come and tell my secret to success. Well, I didn't know what my secret was, so I had to figure out how did I get there. And it wasn't all the things that were taught that are taught today, and this is the genesis of my seminars, my keynote speeches, and my book. And the bottom line is, it wasn't through the standard techniques taught today, like goal setting, affirmations, visualization, walking on hot coals, finding the inner child, you know, sitting in a lotus position, you know, reciting a mantra over and over. I know it isn't because of those, because I did all of those for 3 solid years. Yeah. I was an avid believer in them because the gurus...
That's what the gurus said.
Yeah, and I did what they said to do. And what I ended up experiencing was 80% failure rate.
Wow.
I've learned that whatever anybody writes down on a piece of paper, including me, 8 out of 10 of those goals aren't going to happen. 2 will. So I had to figure out what was there for those 2 that wasn't there for the other 8. And the bottom line was this. You really wanted those 2, and you would have gone after them whether you wrote them on a piece of paper or not. So I threw out all those self-help modus operandi, you know, the way they operated.
Sure.
I could do them all.
So it's what you carried in your brain, which were the 2 most important things.
Well, I knew this. I knew what I wanted, and I knew how to find a teacher.
Cool.
And so when you put those 2 together, all it is a learning curve, and you do get gooder and gooder, better and better. If you practice what that person teaches you, you become a black belt in making money. You'll become a black belt in doing what you're doing, for example. I remember when I was a talk show host. I had my own TV show for 2 years here in Denver. My first few shows weren't anywhere like my next 20.
Sure.
Because you got a learning curve. I was nervous, and then I wasn't nervous. You do get better.
No question. I had a similar track. Let's do this, Jack, because I'm forgetting I'm interviewing you, and I'm listening to you and taking it all in. Jack Zufelt, ladies and gentlemen, jackzufelt.com, and you can hear all of that knowledge and experience coming through. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
We're back. Jack Zufelt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he is speaking the truth because I've lived what he's doing. I've experienced some of this, and I want to talk about it with you, Jack, for a second, because I want to impress upon this on our listeners and why they should really embrace this. Because at different points in my career, and I've been doing financial work for 22 years, along the way, I couldn't find the mentor. I knew what I wanted to do, but I couldn't find the mentor. And as I dig into the details of your book, if you tell me how to find the right mentor, boy, that is huge. And so for those people out there in the process, because I know how much time it took me, years, to get where I wanted to be with certain things. And if I had been able to shortcut that instead of trial and error, making mistakes, learning from those things, educating myself, that's an enormous acceleration of the business where, you know, it would be where you want it to be maybe in 5 years instead of 10.
Right, or even 1 year instead of three. So, I have, and it's not hard labor. It's like, oh, I have to go get a degree. No, if you're doing what you love to do, it's not hard work. Even if it is hard work, you enjoy it. You'll burn the candle at both ends and just ask this question, where can I get more wax? Not complain about it.
Well, if you're passionate about it and you love it, it's what you want to do, then, you know, you're right. It's not going to be hard to do. It's going to be something that's going to flow out of you.
That is right. So I've identified, how do you identify core desires? And that unleashes a power within all of us. Everybody knows you have the power to do or have or become whatever you want. Everybody knows that. But nobody seems to know where the switch to that power is. Well, the switch is core desires. When you find a core desire, something that's 100 on that scale, that automatically flips on the switch of the conquering force. That's what I call that power. It conquers every obstacle in your way and causes you to get past the barriers and the obstacles that do exist. And ignorance is one of them. Not enough money is another. Tiredness is another one. But you'll get past all of those if the desire is bigger than the obstacle. It's kind of like water going up against the dam.
Yeah.
The dam will stop the water if it's higher than the water. But if there's more water than dam, the dam just slows it down. And so you are the water, and when you run into a dam or a barrier, an obstacle, some kind of difficulty, it might slow you down, but if you want what's on the other side of it badly enough, you'll find a way over it, around it, through it, you'll blow up the dam, you'll find a way.
Okay, so are there ways that people can question themselves to get to these core desires?
Yep, I'll give you the big picture, and I wish we had more time on your show, and you said we have about 30 minutes, so hopefully I can get enough into the ears and hearts of your listeners that they will be able to apply this, even if they don't get my book.
All right, slow you down.
Okay, it's not at jackzufelt.com, it's dnaofsuccess.com.
Okay, good.
That'll help them get there, or go to amazon.com.
Anyway,
my point is this. There are only two questions to ask yourself, and here's where the rubber meets the road. The first one is, what would I like to have that I'm not getting? And I don't care in any arena. It could be in your family, could be in your business, could be your finances, physical. You know, it could be weight loss. It doesn't matter what it is. What would I like to have that I'm not getting? And you're going to answer it. Now, theoretically, that's the goal. And then you ask the second question to find out if it's true. I call it the drill question. It's like drilling down to the core, the core desire. And so when you say an answer, I'd like to have this, whatever it is, you pay attention to your emotional response to it. Let me give you an example.
All right.
A professor said to me, University of Utah, a guy's 45 years old, in shape, and he comes to my karate studio and he asks me this question. He's picking up his 14-year-old son. He says, Jack, it's been a goal of mine for 15 years to be a black belt. What's it take? Well, here, guys, if it takes you 15 years to even find out what it takes. It's not 100 on the scale.
That isn't that interesting? Because if it's that long, then if you really wanted it, then you would have done it, right?
You'd have been on it like bees on honey much sooner mm-hmm. than that. So he, like a good little goal setter, kept moving it forward every year, or every week, every month, whatever goal setting's supposed to do. And he never even asked to find out what it costs or takes. And so I told him 4.5 years of your life and about an hour of practice every day. Now, even on radio, you can visualize this. His eyes got big, like he was in shock, and then his mouth dropped open, and it was like I'd thrown cold water in his face. Then he said these words, "I had no idea. I guess I don't want to be a black belt that bad."
Well, then, okay, so that's not a core desire.
That is correct.
It's something that he fancies or he would like to do or it sounds good or he likes the idea, but it's not really a core desire.
Yep, and here's why that went astray, because the goal-setting gurus say, if you want it, write it down.
Right.
And so they write down every kind of thing, and 8 out of 10 of those are like that guy, the professor. They're not going to happen. 8 out of 10 aren't going to happen. So you need to get real clear on the things you do want. Now, flip the coin over. A 14-year-old boy comes up to me. He's a 240-pound kid, big, not fat, just big, 6'4".
Wow.
And he says to me, "Mr. Zufeld, I want to be a black belt like you are." Same thing the professor said. What's it going to take? And he said, I told him, because he was crippled. This guy was born with his feet turned out, left and right, pointing left and right, not forward. And at 9, they went in and they cut the femur of both of his bones, legs, and turned his feet forward and put him in a body cast for like 10 months, 9
wow.
or 10 months. So his muscles totally atrophied. He had to learn to walk all over again. And he was so uncoordinated, he could not pick up his foot to like kick a soccer ball without falling to his hands and knees.
Wow.
Forget karate kicks, you know, the high ones, the fast
right,
ones, the spins.
Right.
And that's not black belt material. So I told Mark, it's going to take you 5.5 years of your life and a couple of hours every day instead of just one. His response was, "Is that all? When can I start?" Well, that sounded really good to start with, but he meant it. And 5 years later, he was a black belt and the state champion.
So that was a core desire?
Core desire. The difference between the professor and him was simply this. They both had the ability to learn. In fact, the professor had more ability to learn than he did because that boy had to overcome some serious stuff, major barriers, obstacles, i.e. being physically handicapped. And yet he went on to be the black belt and the professor didn't. It wasn't because the professor's stupid and couldn't. It's just his heart wasn't in it. And
says it all.
Yeah. And here's the problem with writing down goals that aren't real. And this is what happened to me. 8 out of 10 didn't happen. I didn't know why, but I blamed me.
And it makes the whole thing frustrating. You don't get the 2 that you really want.
Well, I did get the 2 I did want, but I felt that I was a failure because I failed 80% of the time.
I got you.
I drew the conclusion there must be something wrong with me because the guru says I'm supposed to get these, especially if I read them, repeat them 500 times a day. And I did that. They said make an I can so you can be positive and never say I can't. So you make an I can. That means paint tape eyes all around a can and put it on your dashboard so you see it all the time. I made 2 of them. I figured if 1's good, 2's better. Well, it didn't change my failure rate at all. And so I just stopped doing all that and went on to be highly successful.
I love it. Jack Zufeld is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the website for the book is dnaofsuccess.com?
Yes.
All right, very good. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first 2 books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Zufeld is my guest, and I am forgetting I'm interviewing, and I'm listening to him telling me about his book and how we can be more successful and achieve the things that we really, really want. And the book is The DNA of Success. Know what you want to get what you want. DNAofsuccess.com. Okay, so I'm clear, and I bet our audience is too, on how to drill down and figure out what is really that core desire. Now, the second piece of this, which I'm very curious about, and I gave you my self-disclosure earlier about wishing I had been able to find mentors. How do people do that, Jack? That's really the next step.
Well, I started asking people at church. I started asking people, do you know anybody that's good at? The guy at church just happened to be kind of known because he was kind of wealthy and he drove a nice Mercedes and it certainly had a lifestyle I didn't have. And so I just walked up to him, total stranger. I mean, he wasn't in my church. It was just because it's a big church, but he wasn't like my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I introduced myself and said what I told you I said, and bless his heart, he said yes.
Do you find, and I know you're going to have an opinion about this, do you find that mentors, the folks that could serve in this capacity, this what we call like an accelerator, are they hungry for, is there a natural desire on their part to want to teach or guide or help others?
Some.
Okay.
If you're lucky to find somebody who's altruistic and care about people more than money.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I was told that one of my mentors was more interested in money than helping, and I had to pay the price. And I was willing because he had something I couldn't find anyplace else.
Okay.
I actually called a lot of speakers, meaning because I was ready to launch a speaking career, and I treated it just like I would any other business. I did my due diligence and on the industry and to find out what it takes. So I called, part of that due diligence was calling major speakers, the Brian Tracys and the Zig Ziglars, and one of them, if I told you his name, you'd recognize it. He's world famous, and he told me, no, I don't train my competition. Well, I went on to be bigger than him. I've been on covers of magazines he's never been on.
Mm.
So it was a blow to my ego, and it hurt my feelings, and I was a little bit angry, and yeah. I went on anyway. It was a barrier, and I went, it's like water going over the top of a dam. I went on anyway.
Mm. I love it. I love it. That is the DNA of success, isn't it?
You know what I'd like to do? How about this? If we, I don't know if you have numbers or emails that people can call in. Why don't we give 10 of your listeners a free copy of my book in e-format? I mean,
I love it.
Why don't I do that? Is there a way for them to connect with you?
Absolutely.
I give them my email?
Absolutely. They can, we can do it either way. They can call my office, and the number's on the breaks. They can call the office, and we can hook them up with that.
Well, let's do that. I'd like to give 10 of your listeners the DNA of Success book in e-format. Ebook format, and it's a $15 book, but I can promise the first three chapters will change their lives. Guarantee.
Excellent. We'll do. Yeah, that's exactly right. And we'll do that for the first 10 callers calling into the office, the 386-671-7526 area code. And that's very generous, Jack. Thank you for that.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I love what you're about, and I am going to get my own copy. I won't take one of the 10, and I'm going to read it. But, you know, again, we get caught up in a lot of complexity. And if we bring it in nice and tight, we figure out what we really want, then go out and try and look for and find somebody that can help you accelerate. And I did do that in some respects, but there were some things that I, you know what, looking back, if I could have done differently, it would have been getting some coaching in a couple of areas that would have allowed me to move a little quicker.
Yep, we all did that. In fact, here's a silly example, but it's so poignant. Everybody relates to this. Every teenager I know, and I've had six in my family, meaning my kids, all of them around age 15 and a half want a driver's license and a car. And every single one of them get it. And they didn't go to a seminar. They didn't read a book. They didn't do goal setting. They didn't do affirmations. They just wanted it. They all get them. And that's how, because they want it with all their heart. So at some point, when anybody identifies what they want that badly as they can recall back when they were wanting their license and a car, they got it.
Mm.
And there was none of the self-help stuff involved. It was simply this: I know what I want, and I'm going to find a way to get it. And they ask you, probably if they were your kids, they ask you, oh, where do I take the test? What do I have to do to get the license? You know, they learned how to and went and did it.
Even though I had a little bit of what could have been a quicker process, it was took a little more time. Jack, I still got what I wanted. I was working for a company. I left in 1997. And I said, I want to start my own company and do financial planning work and help people, and I want it to be me and my company. And now I have 12 employees, and we're looking to hire some more. And the desire was there, and it was one of those core things.
Well, I rest my case. That's what it looks like. And you hadn't run a business, but you knew about financial matters, so you followed somebody's advice and jumped.
I jumped. I followed my own advice. I jumped and I walked the plank and liquidated my 401k and did what I tell people not to do and started the business. And then no matter what, the things you talk about, sleep, money, the, you know, the frustrations, but water went over the dam and here we are.
Me too. In fact, I can teach people how to make any amount of money, $3,000, $5,000, or $100,000 a month, if they'll do what I tell them to do.
Well, and I have done some mentoring, Jack, and that is right there, the where the synapses has to fire, and it's got to bridge that gap of they know what they want to do, and then my next thing is, are you willing then to do what it takes? Here's what you need to do. If you do this, it will work because I know because I've done it.
Yep, you're the authority and the expert, and they if they will listen, they will be safer, they will make more money, and whatever you're promising will happen with one exception, and there's things outside our control. I remember being involved in the business world in real estate. Part of my investments was in real estate. I put $4.5 million cash into properties and had $12 million in equity and et cetera. Point is, when 21% interest rate hit us upside the head because of President Carter, we in the industry got black eyes. We lost our shirts. Well, if you come to my house, you'll see I have another shirt. Because you don't die.
No.
So you get up, dust off the blood, you know, wipe off the blood, and then you get in the ring again. Why would you do that? Because you want freedom, you want independence, you want to be your own boss, and you want to make a lot of money.
It happens. 2008, which is still very fresh in everyone's mind, a lot of businesses, including mine, we look to expand. And unfortunately, timing was very bad. But we made commitments, we honored them, we did the things that we were trying to do, but then we had to put the car in reverse. But then once we fixed those things, we move forward, things are working very well. And so if you want it, you'll overcome that.
Water over the dam. You will get over it. The only thing that stops you is if you don't want it bad enough, and then you say, well, that hurt bad enough, I ain't never going to do that again. That's okay too, because you prefer safety, security over the risk.
Yeah, what's
I'm
the
okay
saying? When the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, then you're ready to make a change?
That is correct. I love that.
Well, Jack, believe it or not, we are running out of time, and I wish I had more time for you because I would spend the first half of the show listening and then talking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Zufelt is our guest.
DNAofSuccess.com.
The DNAofSuccess.com website, and that's where they can get the book. They can learn more information, the DNA of Success, how... know what you want to get what you want. And Jack, listen, again, I want to thank you for being on the program. Very insightful, and I'm looking forward to reading the book myself.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.